Well, different game. We started right from the first minute, hunting the puck. Execution was much better. Same story. It's this is not magic or anything. It's making sure you break out properly, support the puck, and manage the puck. There was a 5-minute block in the second period where we got away from our game, and they had pretty good scoring chances from those little mistakes. But other than that, we played a solid team game. We were supporting offensively and defensively. We had good looks offensively, just we didn't finish.
What can you say about Eric Comrie's performance tonight?
Pretty good. Tough game for him because he didn't have shots for a period of times, and then he got 4 or 5 really good scoring chances again. So for him to stay focused, was a pretty good game. He was really good.
Wanting your team to play a good defensive structure, and then when you're having trouble scoring, trying to steer them away from maybe cheating for offense a little bit?
Well, cheating for offense might make you score a few more goals, but you don't win championships cheating on offense. You might score a few more goals here and there, but that at the end of the day, we're developing our guys to play the NHL way, and it's cheating offensively, unless you're trailing by a few goals when the game is tight, it's not the way. And we've been struggling to score goals, no doubt, but we have good chances. It's just a matter of having that confidence to finish, but we had very good chances, and it started on the last road trip. We had very good chances. We just got to be more aggressive to finish and to score those goals.
Speaking of scoring chances, Kyle Connor must have had 5 tied easily. What did you think of his game?
I thought that was his best game of the year so far. He was on the puck. He was fighting to get the pucks back. He was driving the net. He was using his skills properly, his hands, his speed, supporting the puck. There's a part of his game that is improving quite a bit. It's his defensive awareness, and he was good. His stick was good in the right position, and if he does that right, we're gonna get the puck back faster. And I thought he was the best player on the ice tonight.
Do you like sort of spreading out your, I don't want to say more talented players, but some of your more high impact guys like Connor, Ross, Victor, all on separate lines?
No, not necessarily. We've played those two together at times, but right now Cormier, Lipon, and Connor has been a pretty good line for us for a while. And that combination of having a veteran, a guy that is really dynamic in Lipon and Kyle Connor has been a pretty good line. So it doesn't mean we're not going to bring the Roslovic and Connor together. And it's not always if two guys have skills, doesn't mean that it's going to work well together. Hopefully that would be a good combination in the future, but we'll go from there. But right now we're playing good hockey.
Any health problems with Scott Kosmachuk, who didn't play tonight?
No.